first group of neighbors are coming in at you guys.
Hi. Hi. I don't have the food for the baby.
I'm sorry.
The baby won't stop crying. Okay. She won't. What do I do?
That's a sound of a young mother with her baby attempting to get help at a mock evacuation center at a Catholic church in the city of Madeira.
My baby needs soy milk.
Yeah, we're waiting on the milk, okay? Yeah, it's gonna arrive in shortly.
About 50 volunteers are training how to respond in the moment of crisis, like a forest fire burning in and around a mountain community. Each of the volunteers is given a role to play at the evacuation center for the three-hour training. Some are sick residents. Others are drug addicts or late on a dialysis treatment because of the fire.
I'm feeling really sick.
Yeah. Transportation is on the way to take you to the hospital for some dialysis.
Okay.
We're going to find out what's taking so long.
The volunteers must figure out how to quickly help those people in distress. Katrina Poitras leads evacuation trainings in disaster centers across the region.
When an evacuation center opens up, you get a flood of people. When the Courtney fire broke last year, we ended up with 80 people at the evacuation center within an hour to 2 hours. When you're trying to push that many people through on a registration, it can get crazy.
The group set up their first forest fire-related center a few weeks ago when the Fox fire hit the mountain community of Mariposa. With the lack of rain and snow, the forest is drier than normal, and the Red Cross is on edge over forest conditions created by the drought. More fires for the Red Cross means more evacuation centers, which means additional volunteers and need for resources.
Are we preparing for the worst to happen this summer?
Absolutely. We've positioned water throughout the region and getting as many volunteers trained as we possibly can so that when the call does come, we're able to respond.
This year, the Red Cross is not only helping those affected by forest fires when it comes to drought relief. Jessica Piffero is the Red Cross Regional Director for Communications. She covers 10 counties from the Central Coast to the Sierra Nevada.
First, we have the drought, which is drying out the foliage in the forests and surrounding rural communities. That can provide fuel for the fire for the wildfire season. Once the wildfire season has died down, then we have the possibility for landslides.
What this means is that when a county can't bring water for whatever reason to a resident with a dry well, then a Red Cross volunteer will deliver drinking water to that home. To receive water from the Red Cross, that person must have tried to get help from every avenue possible. It must have come as a surprise, and they must not be able to afford water.
A lot of them financially just can't. I mean, you're talking a gallon per person per day. Even at 99 cents a gallon, if you have a large family, that can be quite expensive very quickly.
The water delivery is significant because it's the first time the Red Cross has been asked to help provide water because of the drought. It's also an added load for the group.
We're having to look at this in a new way of how do we respond to this. It's truly been a partnership all the way around because not one agency can handle it. It's going to take everybody to do this.
Most of the residents the Red Cross has helped so far live in Tulare County, where over 1,200 of the state's 1,800 private well failures are. However, as temperatures soar, the group expects to distribute emergency water across the region. With Valley Public Radio News, I'm Ezra David Romero.